God's commandments. Is the Old Testament relevant today? How does it compare with the New Testament guidelines? Many people believe we can get away with anything as long as we are under grace. That is the worst deception ever. Through Moses, God gives hundreds of laws for the people. These laws are civil laws for the nation's governance. Today, that's replaced by our own respective governing authorities. Ceremonial laws, sacrifices, feast days, etc. This is replaced by baptism and Holy Communion by Jesus as the key sacraments to be followed, representing renewal and cleansing in Christ. And moral and spiritual laws, 10 commandments written by the finger of God, which are completely relevant and raised a notch higher. Jesus highlights the greatest commandments. In Matthew 22:37-40, he says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." He then raises the bar with a new commandment. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." John 13:34-35. In the new covenant, Jesus raises the bar on love to others is to be more than love for self, but reflecting the selfless love Jesus demonstrated. Jesus raises the law on love. Law. The spirit of the law was far more important than the letter of the law. Jeremiah 33:3. Jesus raises the bar on living. Whereas in the Old Testament, God called people to be holy as he was holy, in the New Testament, the call goes beyond ourselves to others to be disciples and to make disciples. In Matthew, Jesus Christ fulfills the law, Matthew 5:17, and teaches us to fulfill the spirit of the law. The grace he gives to us is not license to sin, but freedom from sin. Grace is one of the most diluted and misinterpreted concepts in the Bible. The law makes us conscious of sin. Grace makes us conscious of God. Do we demonstrate the others the love Christ shows by leading them closer to him? Do we follow the spirit of the law? Are we living as Christ's disciples, making disciples for him?